Hello, this is sort of retired travel writer and commentator Jake the Writer with today's podcast. It was inspired by what I call my real travel blogs, written after I no longer had an editor paying my wages. Ain't that the truth? Warning, this item may contain some fat-related issues, so if you may be offended, don't listen to me. I call it Travel That Broadens the Behind. This was motivated by a story that hit the internet recently about a morbidly obese lady who had set up an online begging bowl to pay for her weight-reducing operation, new knicker elastic, rubber band or whatever they call it. In spite of being broke and unable to pay for her operation, the National Health Service had now let her down. Her sad story was that the NHS were going to do it, but had now decided she didn't qualify and were refusing to pay for it. She had gone ahead and booked it privately anyway for around 10 grand, and she was hoping her story would touch the hearts of the charitable public. Her troubles had now got worse. Ah. The media, sniffing around for a story that would touch the readers' hearts and kick the cruel NHS at the same time, discovered that the fat lady was not singing quite the same song, and they had discovered that her husband had inherited some cash, about enough to pay for his roly-poly wife to have her desired operation. But, and here's the rub, they'd spent their windfall, wait for it, on a luxury holiday cruise. Here endeth the fat lady's tale, as far as I'm concerned, along with all her hopes of a free operation. I wrote a while back of a travel brochure that broadens the behind. It's called a cruise brochure. They say that travel broadens the mind, but I think that travelling on a cruise ship just broadens the backside. Okay, a cruise liner may put on half a dozen lectures, force-feeding culture to the masses with classical civilizations and the history of mankind, etc., but travelling universities they ain't. These lecture rooms are laid on to give a bit of interest to overfed passengers while they rest their bloated, sunburned bodies in a cool air-conditioned theatre between meals. When the liner anchors offshore and crew members help the more adventurous passengers to stagger out of their sun loungers where they have been relaxing after a vast lunch, down the accommodation ladder to sit their fat bottoms on comfortable seats in the ferry boats and then ashore to be helped into comfortable air-conditioned coach seats where they can relax as they are taken to view the volcano Etna or Stromboli. No, it's Thursday, so it must be Vesuvius, from a safe distance. They then retrace their steps until safely back on board to their cabin to change in time for dinner. What a dinner! More lark's tongues, or perhaps a few slices of roast swan, madam? I don't pen this as a travel writer, but as someone who was fattened regularly on the great Cape liners, and even once on the greatest of the Queens. I also met a few of them, ducky. This particular one was the Royal Mail steamship Queen Mary crossing the Atlantic. My goodness, I got so sick of eating Italian truffle shavings and caviar, and even now I cannot look a foie gras in the belly. I even prefer the humble crab to a lobster. My job as an extra junior fourth officer was to put my good training as a ship's navigator to good use by showing the rich, overweight and overfed passengers around the ship, having to flirt with their trophy wives and then join them at their dining table to dine right royally. Hey-ho, it's a hard life at sea. It was a long time ago and both the Cape liners and the Atlantic liners carried richer and fatter passengers than modern-day cruise liners, but the recipe is the same. Ask any ship steward and he will tell you that most of the seasickness is due more to the overindulgence than to motion. The Romans had a good idea when they set aside a room next to the dining area, which they kept named a vomitorium, so that they could binge and purge. Excuse me while I throw up, but tell the waiter, Chappie, that I'll have another crepe Suzette when I get back. Lie back and relax. Pass the gin, old boy. The sun is over the yard on somewhere on one of the oceans. I bet that when Freddie Mercury sang of fat bottom girls, he'd met them on a cruise ship. Going back to my originally fat lady's troubles, perhaps she can spend her time while laying on the sun deck. I don't think that she could possibly fit her rather broad backside into a deck chair. Fend it writing further begging letters about her plight after her life was ruined by the rotten media for letting the cat out of the bag and the horrible travel company who wouldn't let her cancel and give her money back when she was found out. I know just what she means, because as a former journalist and a former travel agency, normally we're such suckers for a sob story. In fact, we would usually have been the first to donate by the Go Fund Yourself, or whatever it's called. I leave you with the words of one of my favourite sea shanties, but don't worry, I'm not going to sing it. Come all you no-hopers, you jokers and rogues. We're on the road to nowhere, let's find out where it goes. It might be a ladder to the stars, who knows? Thanks for listening. See you next week.